You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, watching very carefully man space and robot space. Right now, it has to do with manned man space. For the second time, Jared Isaacman, a very brave man, a billionaire, a jet pilot, an astronaut, in addition to a spacewalker, testifying before the world at the U.S. Congress about his qualifications to be the administrator of NASA. Bob, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What I saw from the reports, it all went very well. Any bumps?
To be honest, John, my interpretation of this whole hearing was that it was utterly irrelevant, completely. It was all blather. Granted, the congressman got to primp and pose. They demanded we beat China to the moon. And Isaacman, he proceeded to cross all the T's and dot all the I's to make sure he will continue the poor projects those senators so dearly love. He also committed unequivocally that he's going to get to the moon ahead of China. And the Artemis program with SLS and Orion is the fastest way to get Americans there. That's what he said. But this is all irrelevant and all silliness. First of all, he's going to be confirmed. They knew he was going to be confirmed before the hearing. This was just show. This was just theater. It was totally irrelevant hearing made just simply for photo op opportunities. But the bottom line is this. This is all blather. The American space program is no longer being run by NASA. And all of NASA's plans with Artemis, including SLS, Orion, and the Lunar Gateway Station, they're ephemeral, they're transitory, and I promise you that in history, historians in the future will rank them as utterly inconsequential, even if they are 100% successful in what they do. Because all that Isaacman was committing to do, and this is what the Congress and senators wanted him to do, is to make sure the Artemis lunar landing occurs on Artemis 3. That's not the next flight in the spring, but the flight after that, and happen before the Chinese get to the moon. The problem is that that's just another Apollo, plant the flag, clap our hands, and then we haven't accomplished anything at all. And we haven't really started this colonization of the solar system. The real colonization of the solar system is being right now done by a whole range of American companies led by SpaceX to build space stations, to build rockets, to colonize Mars and the moon. And it is not being done by NASA. And what really I would like to see Isaacman do when he becomes NASA administrator is shift the focus to encouraging these private companies and this growing private industry to accomplish what they want to do. And if he does that, we'll get back to the moon easily ahead of China. And even if they beat us by a year or two, we'll wipe them out. We'll go past them like a tidal wave very quickly with a very robust industry. That's really what I got from this hearing, John.
I don't disagree, Bob. NASA has a budget. NASA's budget is adequate for the ambition Mr. Isaacman laid out. There is the politics of the matter, which is a major component of Congress, of course. So let's move on to security in commercial space. SpaceX has a problem and is named Roscosmos. What happened?
All right. So NASA has a barter deal with Roscosmos, whereby for every astronaut that flies on a Soyuz, one Russian will fly on a Dragon, or maybe someday in the far future, a Starliner capsule. There's a lot of good, intelligent reasons to do this. You get that each astronaut learns the other country's systems. So they were on the station. They know how to use everything. That makes sense. The problem is that Russian astronauts in the U.S. using Dragon capsules are exposed sometimes to proprietary information that they're not supposed to have any information on. And what happened is one of the astronauts that was going to launch on the next Dragon mission, his name is Oleg Artemyev. He was caught taking pictures of various confidential SpaceX materials in California. This was a violation of State Department ITAR export rules. It was a violation of, you know, secrecy. It was also a violation of SpaceX's own proprietary private equipment. So what happened? He's been kicked out of the U.S. He's been removed from that crew, and the Russians have replaced him with somebody else. It does raise real questions about this partnership with Russia once again. We have no idea if he was prompted to do this by the Russian government, whether he did it on his own out of curiosity, whether it was a stupid act on his part taking pictures when he really knew he shouldn't, whether he was going to sell that to maybe China. Who knows? The problem is that we have an untrustworthy partner with Russia, and this just illustrates it, John.
It's hard to believe, Bob, it was an operation. It sounds like somebody just had no sense of proportion as to what he was up to as a cosmonaut. But that's a guess. I don't have any motives whatsoever. Getting caught taking pictures in the 21st century, given all the devices that are available, seems bizarre.
Yeah, but in this case, though, he was very specifically taking proprietary confidential SpaceX materials. It suggests you actually have a case of him in an office with the, you know, at night, like the old spy movies, taking pictures with his smartphone of blueprints. Who knows?
Yeah.
Once again, he shouldn't have been doing it. He's gone.
Chinese are looking to a success, but not yet. What happened?
All right. So one of China's pseudo companies, it's called Landspace, has been developing a rocket it calls Zook 3. Zook 3 is essentially a copycat of the Falcon 9, except it uses methane fuel like the Starship and Super Heavy do. So it's an advanced version of this, but it's a copycat in that it's a two-stage rocket. We'll put up about the same payload as a Falcon 9. First stage has 9 engines, and the goal is the first stage to land vertically. It did its first launch this past week, and that launch was in some ways a very big success. The rocket reached orbit. It put its payload in orbit as planned, which is really a good thing to do on your very first attempt of a rocket. That was a big success. The failure of the launch is not a big surprise. They attempted to land the first stage vertically, soft land it, at a landing zone downrange from the launch site in northwest China. So it was in China, the landing zone. The rocket came down and it crashed really very close to that landing zone. The trouble is that as it was coming down, the engines in the bottom of the stage caught fire, and that basically they couldn't fire. And so the thing came crashing down at full speed. Is this a failure? No, this is like SpaceX when it was first trying to launch the Falcon 9. They went through about a half a dozen failures after launch, trying to get it to land on the drone ship or at Kennedy. And finally, they succeeded landing on landing zone at Kennedy. And so this is the same thing they're going through with stages. It looks like that China is very close to, though, having a reusable rocket job.
Bob, about the program, the one that China's running. The last time we had occasion to observe China, there was a what you interpreted as a takeover of commercial space by the government, I guess. And is that something that is uniform, like Zhuge 3 was taken over, everything has been taken over?
Or? It's my interpretation of what they've done. What they say they have done is they've created a government agency to supervise all their pseudo companies. That would include Landspace and its Zhuge 3 rocket. So they are supervising everything. What does that mean? Well, in some sense, it's not much different than before. They were always supervising everything. These are pseudo companies. They might make profit. They might sell shares. and investment capital, and they might win contracts just like private companies. But everything is supervised by the government, and the government can take over at any time, confiscate these companies if it wishes. I think what's going on is they created an agency to better coordinate all these companies and to better supervise all these companies. There was a delay in this particular launch, and I think it was because of that takeover. The takeover said the new bosses wanted to look things over. They were quickly convinced, don't delay this launch, and so they let it go ahead.
We move on to Boeing, which is a commercial, national, and troubled company for quite some time. Boeing is part of the aeronautics and space successes of the 20th century, but in the 21st, it can't help but think, Bob, it's got a Jonah on board. This is a 737 again. Is it a reversal?
Jonah here is an excuse. I'm sorry, John, I don't want to criticize, but Jonah makes it sound like, oh, it's not their fault. It just cursed. This is Boeing's fault. It's been a disaster as a company for the last few decades. In this particular story has nothing to do with Starliner and the inability to get it launched. It's got nothing to do with the Air Force One that they're refitting and can't get done in a decade. This has to do with the 737 MAX and the two crashes that occurred several years ago that killed 346 people. There's been a constant battle here going on between Boeing and the Justice Department. Boeing has pleaded guilty to corruption, lying, and malfeasance in those crashes. But part of its plea deal with the Justice Department let it off the hook. They weren't going to be prosecuted criminally for their crime, literally. That plea deal was agreed to in early November. It appears that the families of the victims have objected to that plea deal, and they have filed an appeal to have it overturned. They don't want it to go through because they think it's letting, despite fines, there is a significant fine involved, it's letting Boeing off the hook. They want Boeing brought up on criminal charges for its malfeasance. And I would say they probably have a good case. Whether they'll get the courts to overturn the plea deal, I have no idea. But at least they are still fighting it, John. And once again, Boeing is a disaster. It's a disgrace for our nation. A company that was once such a great company is nothing now.
Bob, isn't this Groundhog Day about wastewater and being harassed as a rocket company? I remember something about SpaceX and wastewater, don't I?
This has to do with the Luddite activist community, mostly on the left, who just simply don't want anything to happen. They don't want the status quo to change. They want to block everything. So Blue Origin has had a permit for the last 5 years to use a large amount of potable water as its sound suppression system during a rocket launch. They pour the water on the launch pad. It prevents damage to the pad. Of course, that water then drains into the swamp around. Doesn't do any harm. It's potable water. They've been doing this for literally three quarters of a century at Kennedy and at California. But because that permit was expiring, Blue Origin has asked for a renewal. There's a bunch of activists and local county commissioners that are screaming, Chicken Little, we're all going to die if you do this. We question it. It's not likely they'll have any influence. They don't actually have no authority in the matter. But the activists, once again, are screaming bloody murder over really nothing in this case.
This is in Florida or Texas? Florida.
This is in Florida. Remember, Blue Origin doesn't, as for orbital rockets, this is through the New Glenn launching out of Kennedy, out of its space facility in Florida. And so, yes, they're trying to stop it. Which, of course, is crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, the green country, otherwise known as France, is in trouble with environmentalists. What did they do?
This is a case of France now runs and owns the French Guiana spaceport. It always owned it, but Ariane Space used to run it. Now France owns its own spaceport and runs it. They were reconfiguring an old abandoned launch pad for use by new commercial startups from Europe. In the process, they destroyed some protected habitat, it appears, without permission. And so they've now come to a settlement where they'll pay a relatively small fine for the horrible thing they did. They will mitigate the problem in some other manner over the next few years. I'm not sure exactly what, how this plays out. It does indicate once again that Europe still loves its regulation and is willing to allow this kind of environmental restrictions to block action. It does not appear, though, it's blocked the commercial space for it. I can tell you that much.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.